Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your business exam, marketing. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, marketing comes up every single year, and today I'm going to make sure you're completely ready for it. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute foundation. What is marketing? Marketing is the process of identifying, anticipating, and satisfying customer needs profitably. That definition is worth memorizing word for word. Examiners love it when candidates use precise language, and that phrase, identifying, anticipating, and satisfying, shows you understand that marketing is not just about advertising. It's about understanding your customer before you even create a product. Now, the most famous framework in all of GCSE business is the marketing mix, also known as the four P's, product, price, place, and promotion. Let's go through each one carefully. Starting with product. The product is what the business is actually selling, and this goes beyond just the physical item. Examiners want you to talk about things like the unique selling point, or USP. The USP is what makes a product different from its competitors. Think about Apple's iPhone. Its USP was originally the touchscreen interface and the seamless integration of hardware and software. When you're writing about product in the exam, always try to link it to the USP and how it meets customer needs. Product lifecycle is also key here. Products go through four stages: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. In the introduction stage, sales are low and costs are high. Growth sees rapid sales increases. Maturity is when sales peak and competition is fierce. Decline is when sales fall. Examiners often ask you to identify which stage a product is in and recommend a strategy, so make sure you can do that. Moving on to price. There are several pricing strategies you must know. Cost plus pricing is when you add a percentage profit on top of the cost of making the product. It's simple and ensures profit, but it ignores what competitors charge. Competitive pricing means setting your price in line with competitors, useful in crowded markets. Penetration pricing is when you launch at a low price to gain market share quickly, then raise it later. Price skimming is the opposite. You launch at a high price to maximize profit from early adopters, then lower it over time. Think of new games, consoles. And psychological pricing is when you price at something like £9.99 instead of £10 to make it feel cheaper. Examiners award marks for explaining why a business would choose a particular strategy. So always justify your choice with context. Now, place. This is about how and where the product reaches the customer. Distribution channels are the routes a product takes from producer to consumer. You can sell directly, like a farmer selling at a farmer's market, or indirectly through retailers, wholesalers, or online platforms. E-commerce has transformed place decisions massively. A business that sells online can reach global customers without needing expensive high street shops. When answering questions about place, think about the target market. Where do they shop? What's convenient for them? Finally, promotion. This is about communicating with customers. There are two broad types: above-the-line promotion, which uses mass media like TV adverts, radio, and billboards, and below-the-line promotion, which is more targeted like social media campaigns, loyalty schemes, and personal selling. Social media marketing has become hugely important. Platforms like Instagram and TikTok allow businesses to reach young audiences at low cost. Viral marketing, where content is shared organically, can be incredibly powerful. Always consider the cost and the target audience when recommending a promotional method. Now let's talk about market research. Before a business can make good marketing decisions, it needs information about its market. There are two types: primary research and secondary research. Primary research is original data collected firsthand. Methods include surveys, questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and observation. The advantage is that it's specific to your needs and up to date. The disadvantage is that it's expensive and time consuming. Secondary research uses existing data, things like government statistics, trade journals, competitor websites, and market research reports. It's cheaper and quicker, but it may not be exactly what you need, and it could be out of date. Examiners often ask you to evaluate which type is more appropriate for a given business. A small startup with a limited budget might rely on secondary research. A large company launching a major new product might invest heavily in primary research like focus groups. Market segmentation is another key concept. This is dividing the market into groups of customers with similar characteristics. You can segment by age, gender, income, location, lifestyle, or behavior. Targeting a specific segment allows a business to tailor its marketing mix precisely, which is more effective and efficient than trying to appeal to everyone. Right, let's talk about how to actually score marks in the exam. This is where I see so many students lose points unnecessarily. The first and most important tip, always apply your answer to the specific business in the question. Examiners call this application, and it's worth marks at every level. Don't just say penetration pricing would increase sales. Say penetration pricing would help sparkle drinks gain market share in the competitive soft drinks market where customers are price sensitive. See the difference? You've used the business name, the market, and a relevant characteristic. Second tip, learn the command words. If the question says state, you just need a brief point, one or two words. If it says explain, you need to give a reason or mechanism. If it says analyze, you need to develop your point with cause and effect. If it says evaluate or justify, you need to weigh up options and reach a conclusion. Candidates who ignore command words often write too much for low mark questions and not enough for high mark ones. Third tip, for 6 mark evaluate or justify questions, use a structure. Make a point, support it with evidence or reasoning, then consider a counterargument and finish with a clear conclusion. Examiners are looking for balance and judgment. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one I see is confusing primary and secondary research. Remember, primary is new data you collect yourself. Secondary is existing data collected by someone else. Another common mistake is describing the 4 P's without linking them together. The marketing mix works as a system. Your price must match your product quality, your promotion must reach your target market, and your place must be convenient for your customer. Examiners reward candidates who show this interconnected thinking. Another mistake, writing about promotion as if it's the only part of marketing. Marketing is much broader. It includes research, segmentation, and all 4 P's. Don't fall into the trap of thinking marketing just means advertising, right? Let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does USP stand for? Have a think. Unique selling point. Question 2. Name the 4 stages of the product life cycle. Think about it. Introduction, growth, maturity, decline. Question 3. What is the difference between penetration pricing and price skimming? Penetration starts low to gain market share. Skimming starts high to maximize profit from early adopters. Question 4. Give 1 advantage of primary research over secondary research. It is specific to the business's needs and up to date. Question 5. What is market segmentation? Dividing the market into groups of customers with similar characteristics. Question 6. Name 2 methods of above-the-line promotion. TV advertising and radio advertising, or billboards. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's session. Marketing is about identifying, anticipating, and satisfying customer needs profitably. The marketing mix, product, price, place, and promotion, must work together as a coordinated system. Market research, both primary and secondary, informs every marketing decision. Market segmentation allows businesses to target specific groups effectively. And in the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context, use command words correctly, and show evaluative thinking in longer answers. One final thought, marketing links to almost every other topic in GCSE business. Pricing decisions affect finance, product decisions link to operations, promotional budgets affect cash flow. When you see a question about marketing, think about those connections. Examiners reward synoptic thinking. That's it for today's episode. Good luck in your revision, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.